Southern Sparkle, how can I help you?
Morning, hello. Jason. How you doing today, partner?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good. So I got your message yesterday, right, and our team looked into it. It looks like your Facebook isn't active and good standing status. It never got suspended. It looks like that email that you received, it may have been a spam email. So this is what I need you to do. If you can forward that email that you received to support@localsplash.com, I'm going to have my team review it. And if for sure, if it's a phishing scam, if it's somebody trying to scam me, something like that, we're going to block all that stuff from coming into you. Anytime you receive things like that, get them over to us, even phone calls. We have a team that's dedicated to that, and they'll research it and make sure if anybody's trying to scam, we get to the bottom of it.
Well, it's unblocked now, but it was, I couldn't get into that, to that Facebook. So, I mean, it is active this morning, but I couldn't get into it for a couple of days. I had like four, I'll send you them, but I got four messages saying some bull crap about, you know, copyright or, you know, something like that. And, but I mean, I'm so not versed on how to use all that stuff. I don't really use Facebook, but,
yeah, I hear you on that one, but I just want to, yeah, what I'll do is that email address, right? What I was about to say.
Yeah. Cause, and then I'll lock that in and have that in case that stuff ever shows up again, but it's back. I'll send you over. It was like four emails I got. I was getting them every day saying that I had done something I wasn't supposed to, supposedly, but I don't do anything on it. And I couldn't get to the lead. So apparently there was like a couple of customers inquiring on there, but I wasn't able to open those messages. And then I went into the dashboard and there was one lead in there, but that one came through on my phone. That first time you guys sent me a message saying, hey, you're getting some leads. So I called that one immediately and it's like, can't remember the name. It was something David, like Gina David or something like that. But, but they didn't answer and they didn't call me back. So
that one was from Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was. Okay. All right, so, I'm texting you over
so yeah, but the other couple that supposedly came through on Facebook, I was already blocked. But I'll send it over. Shoot me where to send it to, and then as soon as I get back in the office, I'll send it over. I'm going to give someone a quote right now.
All right, I appreciate it, Jason. And again, you know, I'm sorry. I just I want to get to the bottom of it, figure out what's going on, right? I want to make sure I take care of you.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how to tell the difference between, you know, the scams or whatever, but we'll figure it out. But what else was I going to tell you? I did the Google verification thing. I'm going to make the video today. When I get done, I'll go make that video and get that over. I was in the dashboard, and I just need you to show me again where to upload photos and the logo and stuff. And I was playing with it today, and I couldn't figure out how to upload stuff into it. I know you gave me the demo, but I ran out of time. I didn't have time to watch that demo again, and I couldn't remember what that demo showed me to do. But
gotcha. Yeah, no worries. I'll help you out.
Or I'll watch that demo again so I can get that all that stuff memorized, and then I should be able to figure it out without bugging you.
For sure. Hey, and don't worry about calling me, Jason. That's not a problem. I was going to say, he just got back to me, right? So we have a specialist that looks into like phishing scams, things like that. I mean, that's all he does all day long for all our customers, right? Protecting them and his department. So he just pinged me back. He says that he suggests whenever you receive an email like that, anything on Facebook or anything like that, do not click on that email. If it's not from Local Splash, don't click on it. Just log into your Facebook. And if for any reason, if you did click on the leak, he does highly suggest that you update your Facebook password.
Okay, I didn't click on it because I already know better not to click.
You
on
had
it.
A feeling, I'm right? Yeah.
I'm never, interest. None of it's ever interesting to me. I've always felt a lot
it's
of it.
It's always a headache, right? Or a bill? Godly, I'd rather not. Yes, it's bogus. So I'm like, man, nah, yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
But for sure,
until
you know,
I'm
I just want to make sure that you're updated.
I stay off the stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. And anything you need, if you ever you feel any type of way, any question, just call me. Shoot me a text message or even an email and I'll respond to you as soon as I see it.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thanks, Lori. I appreciate you. I'll get back with you a little bit later. And have you heard from Kevin?
Let me check. He's been forwarded over to the onboarding team for that call, so I know they've been trying to get down and take care of. Let me see if he's ready down and take care of. Let's see what we got with Kevin.
The other day I was on a call with Dorian, which is the other partner, and Dorian's like, yeah, I got all the info, I'm ready to go. So I didn't know if Dorian took care of it or not, but Kevin didn't answer the phone for me yesterday, which usually means he slept all day.
Yeah, it looks like they got that taken care of.
Okay, cool.
The onboarding call.
Awesome.
Yeah, so they're on to the next step too.
Awesome. All right, boss. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, Jason. Sounds good. Be safe out there, partner. Talk to you later. Bye.